The starring time for Lemon Lather brought to you by the makers of Model Durbin and Elvis. Well, one receives $700 from Ezra Seadrunk, the new automobile with Lot 1, learned drive, and wrecked all in the space of a couple of days. Contrary to Lum's general feeling for money, he decided this time to put it all in the bank, and honest and foolish. However, Squire's here, aware of Lum knew well, suggested a fine investment, and it looked as the Lum being drawn to a trap. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Now, I'm pretty sure most of you folks have heard about Model 30, for it's almost three-quarters of a century old. Yes, for many, many years, your druggist has been selling Model 30. And today, thousands use this mild, dependable, and effective sedative when they want relaxation from occasional nervous tension. Now, probably you're like most of these people, too. You have an occasional sleepless night, and the next day, the lack of sleep makes you cross and irritable. Well, here's the way Mild 30 can help you. Next time you find the nervous tension is keeping you from relaxing and enjoying a well-earned sleep, try Mild 30. It's guaranteed to satisfy you, or your money will be refunded, causing you only direct. All drugstores have it in two forms, a professor tablet at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Nerdy at 25 cents and $1. You'll be glad you tried this reliable product, for Mild Nerdy can help you have peaceful sleep. You'll feel rested and refreshed the next morning. So get genuine Nerding, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Mild Nerding from your druggist. Now let's see what's going on down in time is. Well, if you're looking up this convivial day, you find Abner, the doctor down his shoulder, telling Granddad about Lum's new point of view. Listen.
Going to the county seat, huh?
Yeah, your uncle will ride in there if you receive this grip here. That early this morning.
You miss it? Yeah. Is she going to the county seat?
Oh, some pink sporter in order to send him a card whenever they get in some new paint.
You know that he's actually going to paint that barn he did after all these years.
Oh, no. He won't even buy no paints for that. But it always goes in, look over what they got whenever they send him one of them cards, you know. They never can decide on what color he wants, so when he comes back home, to think it over. Well, you know it, he gets another card, does the same thing all over again.
Oh, he'll never paint that barn again.
Why, of course not. Been laying off paint that barn ever since it was 32 years ago.
Yeah, if you'd take the time he spent talking about it in 32 years, he'd have painted 100 barns.
Yeah. And he come awful close to doing it one time. 1921, I believe it was. Put himself a big paint brush and a bucket of red paint.
Red, huh?
Yeah, that's what he decided on. Taking the kipper off the bucket, stirred the paint up, and gets the brush in, raised his arm, made the first stroke, and just ended one and called me to dinner. So he went in the hat, and that's the closest he ever come to paint the barn.
Never went back, huh?
Well, he went back out there about a week later, I reckon. Painted all dried up. Such as I think that bucket of dry paint still sitting there. Have to step over to get the barn door.
Well, Abner, I don't like to talk about this, but just between you, would you say that Ulysses is lazy?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, man. Perhaps he's just a fellow that don't like to rush into things. He's cautious, you might say.
Cautious?
Yeah. Well, let's make sure we get the right card, though. Sure, he might get the wrong one, and his barn would just be awful.
Yeah, well, I never had thought about it. You said, well, yes. Well, what did Lum go with him for? You have to take out the right color?
No, Lum needed to help our help the wholesale house, order a few things. But mostly, he went in to put his money in the bank.
Money?
Yeah.
What money?
Well, the money he got from every seat on. Every bought that red card on, you know. Give him $700 cash for it.
$700?
Yes.
You mean to sit there and tell me that Lum's running around loose with that kind of money in his pocket?
Yeah.
Oh, sister, Susie. What's going to happen to him? He's more likely to go to the county courthouse by this time.
No, I right there. Where you're on, Grandpa. Lum is a changed man.
Such a right.
Yeah.
Fair. They don't never change. Leeway's not his time.
Well, now, just a minute. Let me tell you what happened yesterday.
I don't believe it.
Well, I'm here for the beaver. Just let me tell you first. Old Squire Skimp come in here with the back of big talk about a wonderful hen vest. See, he knows about Lum, haven't
he? Oh, leave it to that Squire. He can smell one like a bear down, huh?
Yeah. Well, anyway, Lum must out of here to call a Squire, get him all his money, and I'll rush out to try to trade him. But I know that you know that Lum turned around all by himself. Come back and have invested in the car. Now, if that don't prove Lum's a changed man, I don't know what does.
Oh, that's too hard to believe, Abner. He must be acting out.
I just wish you could hear it all told. His eyes is all changed, man. He can see all the mistakes that he's made all these years. From now on, he's going to save all his money.
That's right. That's hard to believe.
I know.
Hard to believe. Yeah. It just ain't possible. I won't say it ain't possible, then, of course. There's the gate of Freely Griffin.
Yeah? Who?
Freely Griffin. You know Freely, did you?
I don't believe it, Grandpa.
Oh, you must have. Freely Griffin.
Well, yeah. Name don't even sound familiar to him.
Oh, he wore his shoes on the wrong feet.
Wrong feet?
They say that to confuse people. I wouldn't know where he's going. Kind of a hanky fella.
Well, I'm glad I never loved him.
Oh, he was all bad. He had good points. He was about my room.
Yeah.
Couldn't get his hands on it all day, but written on the canvas. Buy an oil well or something.
For a daughter? Oh, I'd like to get on top of that myself.
I never meant that literally.
Yeah, I mean, he did. Oh, I was going to say, I never know them things.
Well, I guess I better be getting along.
What can they do? Wait a minute. What about this fella, Brady, or somebody else there?
Oh, you know him, Fred Griffith? Nice fella you ever want to meet. Had his bad points, of course.
Well, you said he was something like lung.
Well, that's what I say. He had his bad points. Couldn't get his hands on it all day about reading up to make a little him. You know what I'm saying? Huh? That big box you got that there from Kansas, old man. Having a sale or something?
Oh, no, no. That's for the emergency food collection.
Oh. Well, that ain't next thing to yours, Phil Griffith, was a bane of his woman's existence.
Huh.
Dreaded that she ain't getting any money.
Yeah.
Hardly ever had a decent thing to wear. But there was Phil, a hard line, big as life. You don't know he's a millionaire.
Huh.
And one day, Fred got $31.85 for cash in a $1,000 insurance policy that belonged to his home. And 10 minutes later, emergency food collection. Huh. Is that what you said that box occurred?
Oh, yeah.
What in the world is that?
Well, see, we've been applying to headquarters to find ways for collecting bills to send overseas to the folks that didn't eat over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like we weren't doing good enough just by cutting down on the food we eat, the bread and fats and fish there.
Yeah, I know the country wasn't major enough for it, don't you?
So this food collection, I think, just folks a chance to give something direct, you know. They can get either money or edibles. We're collecting those.
Well, see, now, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
yeah. We've still got a fair drive back of potatoes over there in our potato cellar. I'll have Jerry pulled over a couple of bushels of them and throw me in there.
Well, I wonder what they need is hand good things.
What do you think, Ken?
No, that's the trouble. Canned meat, fish, condensed milk, baby food, fruit, vegetables, all sorts of stuff. See, they got to have stuff that can ship over pretty easy.
Oh, I see.
That's why I believe giving money is better.
There's a spy away.
Yeah. You give money, well, then it can go buy the thing that's the most needed away, you know.
Well, you better take in the cash, too?
Yeah. All right, if you want to, you can pay your check direct to the emergency food collection in New York City.
New York City.
That's all that you need, they said.
That's what Bradley Griffith headed up for one time, New York City.
Oh.
That was right after you got money for that picture of one of his daughters. Well, not exactly. It was for advertising, they don't have magazine.
Oh.
Forget what they were advertising. But it started out, why be singing on Hucker at the beach?
Beach?
Then it showed a picture of her in a back jacket. Somebody seemed to weigh 80 pounds soaking wet. 80
pounds, brother?
Oh, yeah. And it's really taking them head out of New York City.
Yeah.
Never got there, though. Only said that Lebo was either about the mahjong trade, and he used the money to buy a Chinese restaurant. Thought mahjong was something to eat. No, hit a kimono or something like that, I think. Anyway, that's the way it went for Bull Brady. Year in, year out, all is investing, all is broke. Rich one day and poor the next.
Yeah.
Eat chicken one day and feathers the next.
That's
right. Finally, just bad, he wanted to say she wouldn't put up with it no more. Either Brady had many ways or he's going to separate him. Just take the onions and put out, leave him.
Put it all around.
Oh, now, naturally, he never wanted that to happen.
Naturally.
Of course, with him, he always had a hunt somehow, rather. So Fraley said he'd earned his lesson good, and he's going to be a changed man.
That's just what Ron said.
So Fraley decided to go with one he'd turned over a new leaf by going out and buying a nice spread.
Well, that was nice.
He got the money for it by selling her a washing machine. The one she earned by taking in washing. But you know what happened on his way to buying that present?
That don't tell me, Grandpa. I just couldn't stand to hear nothing like that.
Well, sir, he met a fella, and before he got done talking to him, Fraley had invested all that money in a Mexican jumping bean farm.
Oh, my.
And the crop failed.
Beans wouldn't double.
Wouldn't even budge.
Oh, that's terrible.
But they struck oil on the land. And today, Fraley and his family live in a big castle in Florida, and he's one of the richest men in the country.
Well, I'll be a poker out of talk.
So, you see what a lesson that comes out.
Yeah. What is the lesson?
Watch it, sir. Well, I forget just what it is now, but I know it's good. And one ever better or better than
that. Well, I don't exactly understand it, but I know Ron is a changed man. For as long as sometimes he's just about as smart as fellow ever drove breath, man. I tell you, it does my heart good to know he's changed. I used to wear something wonderful when he'd go to Tennessee with his pocket full of money.
Well, he just liked the fella I used to know. Fraley Griffith was his name.
Yeah, you told me about him.
Yes, sir. Fraley was a man that couldn't get his hands on the art out
there. Yeah, don't give me that humble law. I'm sure lucky to have such a sensible man for a partner. Good old service of law.
Come in. I'm back, and guess what? We're going to be late. Just wait to see what I bought. Something for the store.
The store?
5 pieces of hats.
Hats?
Yes, sir. 5 pieces of hats. This is the greatest money invest I ever made in my life.
Well, old perhaps, or rather, love perhaps. Here we go again. The first artisan of our next week of visit out of my bed. Friends, every minute of every day, someone walks into a drugstore in this country and says to the druggist, give me a package of adult seltzer, please. Now, next time you go into your drugstore, say, give me 2 packages of adult seltzer. Yes, 2 packages instead of 1. It's wise to buy an extra package of adult seltzer, because then you always have it with you at home or away, and you're troubled with occasional headaches, acid ingestion, muscular aches and pains, or summer colds. You see, Alka-Seltzer is extra effective because it contains a dependable pain-relieving analgesic, plus an effective alkalizer to help sweeten and upset stomach. Alka-Seltzer is extra pleasant to drink because it makes a sparkling, effervescent solution and its refreshing taste. Alka-Seltzer gives you extra value, too, because it's one product which is so good for so many ailments. Now, with all these extra benefits, you'll want an extra package of Alka-Seltzer next time you go to your drugstore. Buy two packages instead of one. Then always keep one with you whether you're home or away this summer. Remember, an extra package in your drip can come in handy on your trip.